Well, good morning and welcome to our Saturday team call. This is Senior Master Coordinator Jennifer Glacken, and I'm going to be our moderator and host for this morning's call. I want to give just one reminder for those of you who are near the Chicagoland area or you have people in Chicagoland. We have our Team Glacken Leadership Summit. It's our 13th annual Team Glacken Leadership Summit next Saturday, January 19th. Sean Gray, who is a presidential master in Shackley, is going to be our keynote speaker. And for those of you who have heard Sean speak before, you know he is a master networker. He has built a huge organization in Shackley. It spans the globe. He's got a large business over in China and a very large business here in the States. He's going to be talking about mindset. He's going to talk about the Shackley business opportunity. He's going to talk about network marketing. So the question you want to ask yourself is, who do you know in the Chicagoland area that you want to get in front of Sean? I can't stress it enough that you'll kick yourself if you don't get people there. I know lots of people had an opportunity to hear him speak down at the Underwoods event down in Florida, and he knocked it out of the park. Fabulous event, and so many people were walking away going, gosh, I wish I'd had more people here. I wish I'd had so-and-so here. Or I wish I'd had this other person there. So make sure you get your people to this event. So it's January 19th. If you want information on it, you go to glackenhealth.com. There is an events tab. There's a drop-down menu, and you can click right on the Leadership Summit and get all of the information and get tickets. I think we're down to our last 15 tickets, and so it will sell out. So make sure your people are there. Now, over the past week, I've been having lots of conversations with our new folks that have just gotten started in the business in the past couple days, in the past week, and it seems like we're having the same conversation, and a lot of the conversation deals with the topic that Tony and Debbie Underwood and I were talking about 2 weeks ago, which really is the eight-step pattern. Now, I'm going to talk about that a little bit today, not specifically again, because I know you guys will think, gosh, I don't want to hear the eight-step pattern again, but Tony said something pretty profound a few weeks ago. He said, if you don't know the eight-step pattern backwards and forwards, if you can't sit down and write out all eight steps right now, then you don't know the process that you need to follow to build your business. And that's absolutely true. We need to know what that eight-step pattern is for ourselves so that we can identify what's working and what's not working in our business, but we also need to know what the eight-step pattern is so that we can teach and train it. So if you don't know what it is, I am going to go through some of the nuggets here, and I'll make sure I call out all eight steps. But I just want to make sure that you have that in the back of your head, that for your own purpose in your business and for helping develop your team and your organization, you have to know what the eight-step pattern is. Now, on January 5th, last weekend, Shackley did a big live broadcast, and they announced where the dream trip is next year, and it's to Costa Rica. So I know a lot of people called me after that, and they said, oh, my gosh, I have to be in Costa Rica. That's my goal. That's what I want to do. I'm going to put it on my dream board, and that's what I'm going to make happen. The Top Achievers trip was also announced to the French and Swiss and Italian Alps. I believe it's going to all three of those areas, and the French Riviera. What another fabulous trip that is available for us to earn in our Shackley businesses. I had a bunch of folks calling me saying, I have got to be on that trip. They said, that's my dream. That's my goal for this year, which is all fantastic. That's well and good. We put those dreams out there. We get excited. We get motivated to go on a trip. But are we doing the actions and the activity to make that happen? Every single person on this call and all of the people who listen to the recording down the road can earn these trips, but it's about putting that dream into action. It's about making a decision and then taking the steps necessary to do what it takes to earn those trips. So a couple of questions I just want you to think about as I'm going through this conversation here today. Do you believe that you can earn the trip? I believe that you can, and I know I've seen so many people on the team earn the trip. I've seen so many people across the Shackley field earn the trip. It really is about getting to work and putting your plan into action. But the question isn't about whether I believe you can do it. The question is about whether you believe you can do it, whether you believe that you can make that happen. A lot of times we put dreams out there, and they're pipe dreams. They're not really things that we want and that we're going to work towards. So you have to make sure that whatever your dream is and whatever your goal is, that it's something that you truly want. So let's talk a little bit more about the dream and the why, because that's the starting point. That's the first step in the eight-step pattern is the dream. Now, you guys have heard us talk about this many times, all the leaders in the organization. We talk about it. We talk about it. But I just want you to think about the belief that you have in you achieving your why and your dream. I believe it comes down to belief in so many different situations. Yes, we have to dream, and we've got to figure out what that goal is. But a lot of times the reasons why we don't commit to our goal is because we don't believe we can make it happen. So there's got to be belief in a number of different areas. We've got to have belief in the company, the Shackley company. We've got to have a belief in the products, the opportunity, and we have to have belief in ourselves. So let's just run through a couple of reasons why you might want to be building a Shackley business, and I'm probably not going to hit on everybody's why here by any stretch of the imagination because there are so many different whys out there. But some people do want to earn a trip. Some people want to travel, and they get really excited and motivated whenever Shackley comes out with our new trips, and they get pumped up, and they say, yes, I'm going to be on that next trip. Some people want car payments. I mean, who wouldn't want 15 years worth of car payments? I think that would be fabulous. Have somebody else pay for that car for 15 years, and I know in my family we've had the ability to do that, and it is absolutely fantastic. Some people want the money, and the money can pay for a lot of different things. Maybe you want to put kids through college. Maybe you want to buy a new house. Maybe you just want to pay off debt. A lot of people are looking for lifestyle. And for me, when I first started, I was looking for the money. And over the years, it has morphed into wanting a lifestyle. I want to be able to go to the grocery store when I want to go to the grocery store, not just on Saturday mornings when I don't have to work. I want to be able to work out when I want to work out. I want to be able to build the business when I want to build the business, travel when I want to travel. But everybody has a different why. Everybody has a different reason for building this business. So we have to have that why first, and then we have to build our belief. So how do you really build belief? How do you build belief in the Shackley Company? Well, Shackley's been around since 1956. All you have to do is a little bit of research online, and you will see that Shackley has a stellar reputation. What I've noticed about Shackley over all the years that I've been involved, and I've been involved for about 25 years now, but what I've noticed is that, you know, a lot of companies, you're waiting for skeletons to fall out of the closet, you know, all the bad things. You're waiting to find out what are the bad things about this company. Well, in Shackley, I have never found a skeleton. What I find is things fall out of the closet that you think, oh, my goodness, we should be marketing that more. We should be talking about how NASA has used our products for so many years. We should talk about the fact that we're the number one natural nutrition company. We should talk about all of the research that we have done on our products. There's so many good things about Shackley, and sometimes that's why we get so excited and we talk too much, because there's so much to share. Now, I just said that. I said there's so much to share, but we have to remember we're always listening to the other people that we're talking to. We're asking questions, and we're trying to find out what their needs are. But Shackley has so many great things that I think all of us should have very strong belief in Shackley. And if you don't, go do a little bit of research on just Shackley, the company. Now, how do you build belief in the products? Well, I believe once you start to use our products and you get the results, the belief is there. The proof is in the pudding, so to speak. You know, the products have so much science. The quality is unparalleled in this industry. And actually, out in the world, you can't even find pharmaceutical companies that do what Shackley does in terms of research on their products. So we've got these fabulous products. I don't think that there's really anyone that ever says that, gosh, I don't have belief in the Shackley products. I think that's probably the easiest place to get belief because the products are so awesome. For our newer folks on this call, just be sure that you're using the products. Use as many of the products as you can. Every time you do an auto ship, add something new, whether it's the Meadow Blend soap, maybe it's the scour off, maybe you're using the dryer sheets for the first time, maybe you're using some of the skincare. Try something new every single auto ship so that you can truly experience what Shackley has to offer. Now, the opportunity. My question is, do you love the opportunity? Do you absolutely love the Shackley compensation plan? Do you love how we get paid? And really, do you love what this opportunity provides us? Now, I'm reading a book by Eben Pagan, and some of you have heard of him before, but he talks about why it's so important to learn about opportunity, and I just want to read a little excerpt out of the book for you. He says, a lumberjack, a botanist, and a monk walk into a forest. What do they see? Well, the botanist sees plants to study. The lumberjack sees trees to chop down, and the monk sees the miracle of existence. Three people, three different perspectives on reality. Each of us moves through the world perceiving things through our own unique prisms of personality and experience. We are born with similar senses, but we each live in our own version of reality, and the way we see reality impacts the way we perceive opportunity. Really important to know, when you're talking to people about the Shackley opportunity, how you perceive the opportunity is probably how you're going to talk about it. My encouragement for all of us is to expand what our belief is of this opportunity so that you can really go out and share what's possible. That's what I love about Sean Gray, and I just want to give a little brief plug again about Sean Gray speaking. Sean has built a massive organization. His checks are over $100,000 on a monthly basis. Huge money. I mean, I've seen one of his checks for $189,000 for 1 month's worth of work. think about the change in your life if you built something that massive. You would have time freedom. You would have income freedom. You would be able to do what you chose to do. You could gift that money. You could give back to the world in a different way. You would never be worrying about money, or at least I don't believe you would, if you were earning that type of income. Sean has a massive view of the business because he has experienced it. And so when we're newer and we haven't had an opportunity to experience it yet, we've got to build that belief. So we need to be around people who've had that experience. We need to dive in and learn about the opportunity, and we need to fall in love with the opportunity. One quick example about somebody on our team who is benefiting right now from this opportunity. I'm not going to name the person's name. She can share her name if she chooses to at some point in the future on a team page or on a team event. But we have a person in the organization who has a family member who is having life-threatening cancer currently. And because of this woman's Shackley business, she has been able to have the time freedom to go and move in with her sister to be able to take care of her. And she has the income freedom. Her Shackley checks continue to come in. Her Shackley orders continue to come in. And she can build her business from anywhere. She can build her business at her sister's home during those moments in between when she's able to do that. That is the power of this opportunity. Now, the last thing that we have to build belief in so that we can reach our dreams and reach our whys is we have to build belief in ourselves. So how do we do that? Well, you can listen to podcasts. You can read books. You can go on webinars and take classes. I'm currently taking a class from John Maxwell. It's on personal development. I've also signed up for a leadership development course from John Maxwell. Now, do I believe John Maxwell is the guru on everything? No, but I think in every situation you can get nuggets from any speaker that you surround yourself with. I'm constantly trying to put myself in new situations, learn new things, listen to new information because it helps me grow as a leader and as a person. I encourage you to do exactly the same thing. Do you have a plan for your personal development? Are you doing something to build your belief on a daily basis? Because if you're not, it's going to be challenging to build your belief. And then how do you teach and train your team to build their belief? So the first step in our 8-step pattern is to have a dream and to have a why. The second step is that we have to commit. I'm not going to talk about commit, but I want to make sure what you know the steps are. The third step is list. We have to have a list of names. And I'm also not going to talk about that. Where I want to spend a few minutes is in contacting and inviting, which is step number 4 of the 8-step pattern. Contacting and inviting. Everybody says, gosh, I'm really great at talking to people. Yes, I can go out and I can, you know, build friendships. And I can go talk about Shackley. And yet this is the place that everyone struggles. Tony talked a lot about this. Tony Underwood spoke about this a couple weeks ago when he was helping lead the call, and he spent quite a bit of time on contacting and inviting because he is a master contactor and inviter. He truly is, and if you ever get an opportunity to work with him and ask questions of him, you will see that in action. So people go, gosh, what do I say? How do I talk to people? Well, I want you to think about a couple different things. There are different classes of people, or not classes, but different categories of people that you meet. There's some people who are cold contacts. You just meet them today. You're at the grocery store, drugstore, gas station, and you meet somebody for the first time. That person you don't have a relationship with. So the way you contact and invite them or the way you talk to them about Shackley is going to be very different than your best friend who would be in your hot market. So there's the cold market, the cool market, the warm market, and the hot market. The cold and the cool market are two places where it really doesn't matter how you invite. You're going to throw some things out there. I sort of call it throwing mud up against the wall and seeing what sticks. You're going to find out, you know, are they interested in multiple streams of income? Maybe you have a Shackley event in a few days and you say, you know something, I'm not sure this would be of interest to you or not, but I'm having a meeting at my home where we're going to talk about financial freedom and time freedom that may be of interest to you and would love to invite you. So it doesn't really matter what you say to those people because you don't know them, you don't have a relationship with them. You really can't mess it up. You may never see them again. The warm market is the place that I think people have the biggest struggle. These are people that you know. They know exactly who you are. They probably have your phone number in their phone. They know where you live. You talk to them on a regular basis. You'd say that they were friends. And those are the people that we want to be careful with because that's the place that I have a lot of people say to me, well, gosh, I'm worried about ruining a relationship by sharing Shackley. Now, I truly don't believe that we can ruin any relationships by sharing Shackley. I believe Shackley is the best gift that we can give. But we always want to invite those people with care because we are still going to be in relationship with them down the road, and we want to continue to talk to them. We want them to continue to pick up the phone when we call. So with the warm market, I always think of the word form stamped on people's forehead. I'm going to ask them a little bit about family. You know, how's your family doing? I'm going to ask them about occupation. You know, how's work going? I'm going to ask them about recreation. And then the last thing, the M, is typically money. I almost never get to the M because I learn enough about what they need money-wise through the other three questions. But when I think about every person, I think about just the word form stamped on their forehead, and it gives me the opportunity to ask questions, just to figure out what's going on for them. I can, and sometimes I know all of those things, so maybe I already know the answers to the form, so that I might just be diving in deeper into what they need, what their concerns are. If these are friends on Facebook, maybe somebody does a post and they say, you know, gosh, my knees are hurting. Well, that could be a product conversation. You could ask them what they're doing about their knees hurting. Why are their knees hurting? Is there anything that the doctor has said? And maybe we're going to offer them the joint health complex. Somebody might post, gosh, you know, I'm really struggling with all the bills that I have from Christmas and from the holidays. So you might ask them some questions about, well, what are you going to do about all of those bills? What are you planning on, you know, how are you addressing that concern? So that could be a business path conversation that you go down. Now, I'm mentioning Facebook because that's one of the social media things that so many people are on these days, but it's also about having that conversation face-to-face. If you meet somebody on Facebook or you're talking to them on Facebook, you eventually want to take that conversation offline. It's far easier to get into a conversation and to have that conversation flow if you're able to talk to them and if you're offline versus going back and forth through writing. And so often when you're writing back and forth, we miss communicate and we misunderstand some of the things that happen. I'm sure that's happened to you guys before. It's definitely happened to me before. And so you want to make sure you're clear on what somebody's health concerns are or business concerns so that you can offer a solution. Don't just ask one question. Ask five or six questions before you offer a solution. And I always love to say this may or may not be for you, or I'll say something like, have you ever looked at natural solutions? And so that you're giving the person some comfort around what they say and how they respond. They don't feel like you're desperate. They don't feel like you're trying to force them into something. They feel like you're offering them a solution. This is absolutely critical. And so we have tools. Don't forget to utilize your upline for three-way calls. Your upline knows the process. Your upline business partner, mentor, and coach hopefully knows the process and hopefully can help you guide a prospect through all the questions and so that you can get to a yes so that you can get these people closed. If you're comfortable doing those calls yourself, do those calls, but never hesitate to lean on your upline because they're there to help you. They want to teach and train you. The more times you've been on a three-way call, the easier it is to ask the questions yourself, but also if you use three-way calls, then your team will use three-way calls. I have people in my organization that call and they'll say, gosh, Jennifer, you know, people aren't using me for three-way calls and I know I could help them. And I'll say to that person, well, how often are you using me for three-way calls? And they go, oh, well, I already know the answers. Well, that's fabulous, but if we don't model that behavior, if we don't utilize our uplines for three-way calls, then it becomes challenging for our team to do the same thing. They feel like, well, gosh, I've got this down pat. But what we do is we model behavior. So three-way calls are critical. Use the tools. I have an 8-minute video that I've created that shares the opportunity. Is it perfect? Absolutely not. You know, I'm not looking for perfection. I'm looking for a tool that I can use that can sift and sort through people. After they watch the 8-minute video, the question I ask people is, what did you like best about the video? If they bring up products, then they're probably going down the product path. If they bring up the business, then they're probably going down the business path. And so it just gives you a tool to sift and to sort. And then you sit down and you show them the plan yourself. If you don't use any of the other tools, you sit down and you show the plan. And showing the plan is the fifth step in the 8-step pattern. So we've talked about the dream, we've talked about commit briefly, list, contact and invite, and then showing the plan. Showing the plan is critical. If we are not showing the plan enough, that means we're not sharing Shackley. Showing the plan means that you've talked about the company, the products, and the opportunity, that you've asked the person questions, you found out about them. When we say show the plan, because the word show is on the front end of that, it sounds like we're not asking any questions, but we make mistakes when we don't ask enough questions and we don't find out enough about the person we're talking to. This past week, I had the opportunity to talk to a couple of our newbies in the team who are brand new, just signed up recently. And one person shared with me that they just told people, hey, I'm Phil and Shackley. They sent product guides out to people, and they're disappointed that people haven't called them up with orders. That's not how it works. We've got to find out people's need. We've got to solve their need and show them a solution to their need. We've got to show them what Shackley offers. And so don't forget that even though you've got a network of people, we don't want to just say, hey, I sell Shaklee, do you want to buy some? We want to really identify those folks' needs and show them how Shaklee can meet a need that they have. Showing the plan. How many times do we want to show the plan a month? Well, 16 to 20 times a month. You can do it more than that. You can do it less than that. If you do it less than that, you will not probably have the success that you're looking to have. When you get into a rhythm of showing the plan consistently, you will sponsor people consistently. You will have steady streams of new people coming into your organization, and we all know that new people infuse excitement into our business. Now, I want to make one comment about new people because that is the critical thing here. If you are looking at your organization and you're still looking at the same names over and over and over again and you're still waiting for the same people to get started, then you are not sponsoring enough people, because we can wait till the cows come home for people to get started, and it doesn't always happen. A lot of times people buy their success packs, they become qualified distributors, and they never get off the mark. They never get started. And a lot of that goes back to some of what we talked about earlier. Some of what I was sharing about belief. Maybe they didn't believe enough in themselves. Maybe they didn't believe enough in the opportunity. I'm not sure why people don't always get started. If I knew the answer to that, I'd be a millionaire. But I don't know why people don't always get started. But I do know that there are lots and lots of people that don't get started. So we have to have a steady stream of new people coming into the organization. If you are still talking about the same people to your upline, if you are still waiting for the same people to get started, stop waiting. Go out and sponsor new people. New people will infuse excitement. They'll be calling you with questions. They'll be asking you to train them on stuff. You'll be doing three-way calls. They'll be excited about products. That's where it really is at, is with all of the new people coming into your organization. So we've contacted and invited people. We've shown the plan. We've followed up with those people, and we've sponsored them. We've brought them into our organization. And I just sort of skipped over follow-up there. And, you know, this whole eight-step pattern, there are so many important nuggets of each step, and I really wish I could do it all justice and spend lots of time talking here about each step. But I wanted to hit home some certain points here, obviously, and I think I've done that. But I think the follow-up piece, if we aren't following up with people in a timely fashion, and when I say timely, I mean within 48 hours, we are going to lose people. And I can't stress that enough. I know Tony and Debbie talk about that all the time within the team and within the trainings that they do. It is critical to follow up in a timely way. Becky and Chris Cash have an online automated system that they use so that they can make sure if they can't physically make that phone call, they'll send out the email, they'll send out a text message, something to reach back out to people. Because when you don't do the follow-up, I've had people say to me, well, I sat down and showed the plan a couple months ago to somebody, and I need to get back to them and find out what they thought. Well, a couple of months have gone by. They've forgotten what you shared with them. And so it's important that you follow up within a timely nature, and within 48 hours is what we recommend. The last step of the eight-step pattern is that we train our team on the eight steps. We've got to go back through and train people on the eight-step pattern. So I can't quiz everybody. We've got a huge organization of folks who are on this call today, so I can't quiz you and say, hey, what is the eight-step pattern? But quiz yourself. Cover up the eight steps that you've written down. Write down what the eight-step pattern is, and then assess your business. If you're brand new, maybe you haven't built your dream yet. Maybe you're not out contacting and inviting enough. I'm not sure where that stop point is for you. If you've been in the business a while and you don't have the growth that you're having, go back and look at the eight steps. Where are you missing the mark? Where is something not connecting for you? And don't hesitate to lean on the team of people who are here to help you be successful. The Cashes are here. The Underwoods are here. I'm here. You've got a whole host of people who want you to be successful more than anything else. And so please lean on the team for that support and stay plugged into calls like this so that you can keep your head in the game for Shaklee. I hope that everybody has a fabulous Shaklee day and a fabulous Shaklee weekend. We'll be here same time, same place next week. Goodbye, everybody.